the PAC trial is a trial that is, I think, pointing us in the direction where we all want to go, and that's the direction of therapeutic individualization. By way of background, we've known for a long time that if we look at patients who are estrogen receptor positive and lymph node negative, a relatively low-risk group of patients overall, that some of these patients will benefit from the addition of adjuvant chemotherapy to adjuvant hormonal therapy. And based on studies dating back to the late 1980s and early 1990s, we know that perhaps 4 or 5 women out of 100 will be alive and disease-free a decade out if they receive adjuvant chemotherapy in this setting. Now, what that automatically tells you is that we are vastly over-treating patients and that the great majority of patients derive no benefit from the addition of chemotherapy to hormonal therapy. But in the past, we've always needed to treat an entire population to benefit a few. So the development of modern genomic and RT-PCR-based assays has allowed us to take a new look at older populations and give us some sense of who's most likely to benefit. In this country, the NSABP's analyses of NSABP B14 and NSABP B20 using the Oncotype DX approach, an RT-PCR-based approach that looks at a total of 21 genes, 16 cancer genes, and 5 housekeeping genes, allowed us to, for the very first time, I think, get a very good sense of a population of patients who probably are at sufficiently low risk for recurrence that they probably won't benefit from the addition of chemotherapy to hormonal therapy. And in the Oncotype experience, this was a population that was said to have a low recurrence score based on a complex algorithm that brought together all these cancer genes. In patients who were analyzed by the NSABP, roughly half of the patients fell into a low recurrence score group. There was another population of patients who fell into a high recurrence score group who appeared to get startling benefit from the addition of adjuvant chemotherapy to adjuvant hormonal therapy. And then there's an intermediate population. There always is an intermediate population where the statisticians tell us that we still have equipoise in terms of benefit. And that is to say that in this intermediate population, which is perhaps roughly a quarter of the patients, those who have an intermediate recurrence score might get benefit from chemotherapy, might not get benefit from chemotherapy, but the current data sets are just sufficiently insubstantial in size to be able to give us a good solid answer. And based upon this understanding of the low, intermediate, and high recurrence score groups, the Breast Cancer Intergroup of North America, in combination with the NSABP, elected to develop a clinical trial, the PACT trial, also called the TAILOR-X trial, that specifically would look at the intermediate recurrence score group. Now, this represents a huge change because as part of the analysis for this, we of course start with a fairly large funnel of patients who are lymph node negative and estrogen receptor positive. These patients then have an Oncotype DX assay performed on their paraffin-embedded tumor, and they are assigned to either a low, an intermediate, or a high recurrence score group. We work on the assumption that if a patient falls into the low recurrence score group, that this is a patient who does not benefit from the use of adjuvant chemotherapy, and we specifically recommend to that patient that they receive hormonal therapy alone. Similarly, if a patient falls into the high recurrence score group, the trial assumes that this is a patient who is likely to benefit from adjuvant chemotherapy. Adjuvant chemotherapy is at the choice of the physician and the physician's patient in terms of what's the most appropriate therapy, but that patient then becomes eligible for other clinical trials. The patient who falls into the intermediate recurrence score group, on the other hand, falls into an area where we can still consider there to be therapeutic equipoise in terms of whether or not there's benefit for the addition of adjuvant chemotherapy. And that population is then randomized to receive either hormonal therapy alone or to receive hormonal therapy plus chemotherapy, with the chemotherapy being dealer's choice for the physician and the patient. This trial overall assumes that something like 10,000 patients will undergo an initial analysis for the Oncotype score, and that the group that we'll initially be looking at will be in the range of 4,000 to 5,000 patients. The trial has been opened as we speak for almost half a year. Accrual is beginning to pick up, and it's certainly a trial that we have a great deal of excitement about going down the road. If the trial is successful, this will be the first time in a prospective, large, clinical, randomized trial that we have actually used modern genomic technology to help us determine therapies for patients. And this will get us a lot closer to our goal of therapeutic individualization for patients. In the long run, certainly our hope is that we'll be able to avoid unnecessary toxicity for patients who are going to do well without chemotherapy. And at the same time, will allow us to pick out those patients who get clear survival benefit from the addition of adjuvant chemotherapy. And that's a very exciting change.
At this point, how are you utilizing the Oncotype in a non-protocol situation in managing your patients?
Well, I use the Oncotype in typically, if I could give you a patient example, it would probably be a patient who had a tumor that was 1 to 2 centimeters across. The patient was estrogen receptor positive, lymph node negative. I saw such a patient just yesterday, as a matter of fact, where the patient told me that she was not at all certain that she wanted chemotherapy, would prefer to avoid it, but would be willing to take it if I could, in essence, convince her that her risk was high enough to justify it. And I think that's a very common clinical scenario. And in that patient, if the patient comes back with a high recurrence score, I certainly have strong evidence to suggest the use of adjuvant chemotherapy to that patient.